Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Automotive Repair News Today. If you're a shop owner who's constantly holding on to those uncashed checks to yourself to keep the shop running, or maybe you're struggling with productivity issues with technicians and aren't sure what to do, well, I've got some good news. Reach out to Chris Cotton at AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching and book a free strategy session today. You'll learn from the best and get one-on-one customized attention from either Chris or one of his incredible coaches. And I want to stress, it's one-on-one. This is not cut-and-paste tactics they give to each shop owner. They hear from you and work to detail personalized advice on how to grow. Many of their clients have found themselves calling their coach a friend, and you could too. Book your free strategy session today and mention you heard about them on the Automotive Repair News Today podcast. Visit the link in the description. Welcome to Automotive Repair News Today. I'm Braxton Critcher. The Automotive Service and Tire Alliance ASTA welcomed a fresh wave of leadership as they inducted a new board and board president, signaling a pivotal moment for the automotive industry. ASTA, a prominent organization representing service centers and tire dealers, made the announcement amidst a backdrop of evolving technological landscapes and consumer expectations. Newly elected ASTA board president Mike Allen on why this particular board arrangement stands alone in the experience and desire to move the industry forward.
I believe it's the most energetic and dynamic board of a trade association out there. All of them are thinking with a heart towards making a better trade. I think we've captured lightning in a bottle, and there's the potential for just amazing things right now.
Tomorrow's Technician, an organization dedicated to training young technicians, selected Chapel Hill High School as their 2023 School of the Year, a national contest to highlight that year's best technician training school in the country. Chapel Hill High School received a $10,000 Wix Filters donation to the school's program, Wix Filters Gear, a visit by Tomorrow's Tech staff and others. The program, led by Robert Ballard, has grown from 35 students to more than 100. Everything is going paperless these days. Now the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence is joining the fold. ASE is moving its certification test for the Automobile Advanced Engine Performance Specialist L1 and the Medium Heavy Truck Electronic Diesel Engine Diagnosis Specialists L2 to a paperless format. Dave Johnson, ASE president, says the move will help repair shops cut costs and save time. Recently, the North Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles discussed moving state inspections from yearly to every other year. Eliminating emissions inspections was also on the table. As for state inspections, some senators believe that based on low failed inspection numbers, that requiring inspections yearly is unnecessary. Reese Hester, Automotive Service and Tire Alliance ASTA member with years of experience in the tire and repair industry, believes that skipping a year would be dangerous.
It's not necessarily so much about me, myself, and I and my vehicle. It's also those that are around us going down the road. Our argument on a two-year is things can happen rapidly in 2 years when we're talking about vehicles and what can go wrong versus within 1 year.
More news to come on this. The ASE Chairman Scholarship is due by March 31st for consideration in the 2024-2025 school year. To qualify, applicants must be a graduating high school senior or have previously graduated with a GED and planning to attend a 2 or 4 year university as a full-time student. Again, that deadline is March 31st, and to apply, visit automotivescholarships.com/apply-online. I'm Braxton Critcher, and thanks so much for listening to Automotive Repair News Today. To submit a news story for consideration on this podcast, email Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. That's Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. If you like the show, please rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.